This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Regulators in Ireland have fined Facebook's parent company, Meta, about $275 million for failing to protect user information. Last year, a hacker posted the names, phone numbers, and birth dates of half a billion Facebook users online. That spurred an investigation from Ireland's Data Privacy Commissioner. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The fine levied against Meta is just the latest in almost $1 billion in penalties that Irish regulators have brought against the company in the past year. But it doesn't exactly come as a shock, says Megan Gray, principal at Gray Matters, a law firm that advises companies on internet policy.
It seems to be perennial news. Facebook has another multi-million-dollar fine for violating privacy. How many times have we seen that headline?
A Meta spokesperson told Marketplace that it's changed its systems to try and prevent bad actors from using phone numbers to scrape user data from Facebook. While Irish regulators said they were imposing a range of corrective measures against Meta, Gray says they failed to specify what they are.
That is a government that does not want us to question whether they are doing a good job with overseeing their mandate on privacy protection.
But Ireland's decision to penalize Meta for its data breaches is worth noting, says Dan Ives, an analyst with investment firm Wedbush Securities. He says it could provide a template for other governments to do the same.
Ultimately, it's the tip of the iceberg for likely more fines coming out of Europe.
And NYU Stern's Anat Lechner says Meta will probably take action to try and prevent that, just as they have with recent fines levied against Instagram and WhatsApp, which are also owned by the company.
I think they will most likely appeal the decision. The fines are very high.
Lechner says Meta could try to argue that it's not fully liable for the breach that led to this week's fine. A Meta spokesperson said the company is, quote, reviewing the decision carefully. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.